Well, Dan, the Indy Racing League is about to kick off their season here in Homestead, and this is the first year, of course, that the league will be running on 100% ethanol fuel in all their cars. So this is a historic day for the ethanol industry in a way, isn't it?
Historic day, historic event, you know, making the switch from methanol to ethanol. It's just, it's made the broad statement that the ethanol industry is for real, and it's out there to work with the general public and so on and so forth. Many firsts going on here. It's not only the first day for the Indy cars to be actually in a race running basically 98% ethanol, but they're going to run the race at night too, and that's the first time they've ever done that at Homestead. So we're excited about it.
Looking at how things are going in terms of the public's awareness and acceptance and the level of that awareness and that this relationship with the IRL has done, how would you say that's going so far in your estimation?
Well, right now, I think every day that we get through, it's just actually milestoning. And what we're doing is we're building that yellow brick road, so to speak. And each day that goes by, we've taken a step further. People are becoming more adept to what ethanol means. And when they get to come to a motorsports venue like this and see that all the vehicles are running on it and running very well and high performing, you know, it takes away the skepticism that people once had. So they're not so apt to, you know, hold back and put that ethanol in their car when they see it at the pump. So I think each day that goes by, you know, we clear another hurdle, and it's coming, but it takes a venue like this to make that type of deal successful and work in a faster fashion than what we would normally see just trying to go out and sell it day by day.
Well, I know that EPIC, the Ethanol Promotion Information Council, is very involved in helping promote with Indy Racing League and doing all kinds of other consumer-targeted outreach. That's nearing about 2 years in existence is all. How would you characterize the 2 years that EPIC's been out there and what they got planned for this year?
Well, I don't think we could have done a lot of this without the involvement of EPIC. EPIC's really taken and stepped up and given us the tools that the industry's been lacking, and they've actually gone out and taken it upon themselves to not only promote the fuel, but promote the people involved in the industry itself, you know, the builders, the producers, the marketers, and they've built alliances with oil companies, they've built alliances with new potential customers and gas stations, small C stores, vendors. They put out educational brochures, they've got a website. So, you know, in the short time that they've been in existence, you would think that this group of people is 1,000 strong and you know that they've been doing it for 15 or 20 years, when in reality they're only 5 or 6 strong and they've still been doing it for 15 or 20 years.
Any other thoughts from a guy who races himself or has through a lot of his career as we get ready to kick off another season for IRL?
Yeah, I wish everybody the best. You know, we've overcome some things, some tragedies within developing what we're doing out here, and we're living some dreams and some goals of a gentleman who lost his life right here at this event a little over a year ago. And we always keep his family in the back of our minds and think about him always, and always in the front of our hearts, you know. So we're excited that we're able to take this and run with it for a change. And as far as ourselves racing with ethanol, I've been doing it for 14 years, starting to see the fruits of our labor pay off. So, you know, I can't be the guy who says anything bad about it. It's all going to be good for me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. That's Dan Schwarzkopf, Renova Energy.